From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, David, and welcome in to Life Change Weekend. So glad you're listening into our program today. And this being the holiday season is a very exciting time for all of us. It seems like the season comes upon us so quickly. I'm sure all of you out there have some family traditions, things that you do for Christmas that are really important. And our guest today is a dear friend of mine I've known for many, many years, Pastor Bill Snyder, of Tropical Farms Baptist Church in Stuart, Florida. And we're going to talk today about the critical reason we have this celebration of Christmas. We're going to talk about the incarnation. We're going to talk about the virgin birth of our Lord. And Pastor Bill, welcome. We're so glad you're on the program today.
Pastor Dino, it's so good to be able to be with you today and those that are listening in. And we just want to be able to be a blessing on this particular subject that is so vitally important and foundational to our Christian faith.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it, Pastor Bill? Talk about your Christmas for a moment. What do you and Carol do for it? Do you have traditions? I know our family has certain traditions that we do. I guess one of them is that we eat way too much. what are some of the traditions you have?
Well, I was talking to my wife about this, and one of the unusual things that we do on Christmas, just maybe the week before, is we have 10 grandchildren that are down here in South Florida and two that are up in Pennsylvania. So the 10 grandchildren, they come to our home, and one of the blessings, I think, of being in South Florida, our house is kind of small, so we go out into the driveway, and my wife works all year of buying special gifts, each one different, because each child is different. So that's 10 different gifts, plus two daughters and son-in-laws. And so what we do is we sit out in the driveway, and my wife gets each one of them a bag. That would be 10 big bags, and each one of them are special gifts that are designed especially for each grandchild. And we open them up one at a time, and we go around the circle. And I'm sure the neighbors look on as we have all these kids there. But it's a special time. Then we have a good meal, and then the kids go and run and play the rest of the day. By the end of the day, I'm thinking it's time for you folks to go home, but I would never say that.
Well, I tell you, it sounds like an expensive day too, Pastor Bill.
Well, my wife is very frugal, believe me.
Well, today we want to talk, Pastor Bill, about a topic that I know is very close to your heart and so many of our listeners. And before we begin, Pastor Bill, our broadcast now goes out to many parts of the world. We're on the Montrose Broadcasting Network up in the Northeast that you're familiar with. We're on Radio East Africa. We're also on online radio with Mission Go that goes to many parts of the English-speaking world. So there's a potential audience here of many, many thousands of people. Would you give a greeting out there? People may be in different parts of the world, but give a brief Christmas greeting, if you would, to everybody.
Well, I'd be glad to, and I just want to say what a blessing it is to be able to talk to God's people from all over the world. And the message is the same. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter where you live or where you are at, the gospel is man's greatest need, and our Savior is sufficient to be able to set us free, to give us joy, and all the benefits that come from knowing God's only Son.
That's good, Bill. And this brings us right to the topic here, which is the virgin birth. You have preached many, many sermons for Christmas, and I'm sure in each of them you have spoken somehow in some way about the virgin birth. Preachers around the world are dealing with the subject. What is meant by the virgin birth?
Boy, that's a powerful question. And when you made mention of the fact that we were going to speak on this today, I'm thinking, It is so rich and so vital and so fundamental to everything that we believe in the Christian faith. But what is meant by the virgin birth to me? Well, Mary said this when Gabriel came to her in the town of Nazareth. And if you can imagine, Gabriel, the archangel, was sent from God to this young girl, this virgin girl in the town of Nazareth. And it is so unique. But yet Gabriel says, Mary, you are highly favored in God's eyes. The Lord is with you. And then you take Luke's gospel, verse number 29 of chapter 1. And she was greatly troubled. And I'm sure she was, because I try to put myself right there with these people and become a part of their lives. And Mary said, okay, I'm going to conceive and I'm going to have a child. How shall this be? And then we'll give you the answer in a few moments. But the fact is, Gabriel came and said, you have found favor with God and you're going to conceive in your womb. Number one, you're going to have a son. Number two, you're going to call his name Jesus. And number three, he is going to be great in the sight of the Lord and reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
It's an amazing thought there, Pastor Bill. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking too about the woman at the well and how that she became quite the evangelist for the Lord. It's amazing how God uses the unusual people. And I've heard, and I'm sure you have too, Bill, I'm not sure there's proof of this, but that Mary was probably in her teenage years when this happened. Where is it found in Scripture? So our listeners, where do they go to find this truth in Scripture?
Okay, I think it's vital because, you know, I know that our audience is listening all over the, you know, all over the world. And they want to know, where is this in Scripture? Is it true? Well, if you go to Isaiah chapter 7, that's the one of the major prophets, verse number 14. And then if you go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 35 and following, and then God's announcement to Joseph, where Gabriel came to Joseph to confirm this, is in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Those are the three places that I go to.
Yeah, and the Scripture is our guidance and our direction. So you're listening into Life Change Weekend. I'm so glad you're listening in. Our guest is Pastor Bill Snyder from Stuart, Florida, and we're talking about the virgin birth. I have a very unique book I want to suggest to you to get. My good friend, dear friend, Dr. Ron Adrian, has written a book called The Assyrian Prophecy. It's a book that deals with a betrayed and broken nation destined to rise anew from the martyr's blood. It's an amazing book that talks about the biblical teaching of the Assyrians and where they fit into Bible prophecy, which is, frankly, a topic that is very seldom dealt with anymore and has not been dealt with, frankly, in years. And it talks much about what happens when we understand the Scripture, and the Scripture speaks about the Assyrian people. It's interesting. I've read this book. Ron gave it to me before it came out and asked me for my opinion on it. And I said, Ron, you really do have something unique in Scripture. So I encourage you to get this book. It's well documented. The book is nearly 300 pages. There are numerous scriptural references. There are right around 250 work citings that are there. It's a great book to have in your library, great book to read. And you can go to our webpage and get a copy of it. Simply go to dinopedroneministries.org. That's D-I-N-O. P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroneministries.org, and get the book, The Assyrian Prophecy. Now, we're talking about the virgin birth. You know, when you think about what we're saying here, Pastor Bill, how is this possible?
Boy, it's a wonderful question. And it's just, I think about it all the time, not only at Christmas, but periodically. Here you have, you know, Gabriel coming to Mary. This girl may have been a very, you know, a young teenage girl. And she says, how can this be? How? I've never known a man, but you're telling me that I found favor with God. So Mary says to Gabriel, how shall this be since I am a virgin? Now, here is the answer that Gabriel gives to Mary. The angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child that is to be born is going to be called holy, the Son of God. And then the angel goes on to say, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. this has carried me through so many difficult times. And I think before God really, and I'm sure many in our audience, regardless of where you at in our world, God has something very special for you that he wants to amaze you with. And so he'll allow difficult things to come into our lives. And when he does that, it's preparing you, it's preparing me to be able to build your faith. So try to put yourself in Mary, possibly 13, 14 years old. The Bible does not say. I'm just have been taught that she must have been very young. But the statement, how shall this be?
It's an amazing thing, Pastor Bill. It really is. You know, if a young girl in my neighborhood came up to me and told me this story, I say, yeah, right, you know. There's no way in the world that happened, but it was God's way. I've often thought of this, Pastor Bill. I'm sure you've thought of this many times, but, you know, God's plan of what he did in providing salvation, what he did in providing so many things for us, it's really beyond human comprehension because nobody else would have come up with this plan other than God. Now, I remember, Pastor, reading a set of books that I had years ago by R.A. Torrey called The Fundamentals of the Faith, and he made much to do about the virgin birth as being fundamental to the Christian faith. And fundamental means basic. It's like basic teaching, basic doctrine. Do you consider this fundamental to the faith, and why do you do that?
Absolutely. It's the foundation of what we believe. Number one, having a human mother, Jesus was 100% human. And then having had the Holy Spirit cause the conception, Jesus was fully God. Therefore, because of that, he could become a perfect high priest for you and I to be able to go to because he was fully God, but yet he was fully man. And so whenever I look at scriptures like this, in all these things, he was made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, and also to be able to become a sacrifice for the sins of the people. When we come to him, because Jesus is at the right hand of the Father now, interceding for you and I, and that's something to really try to get a hold of, yet he is without sin. So when we come to him being fully human, he can have mercy upon us. When he's fully God, he can give us the grace that we need to be able to help in time of need. He is the perfect high priest. And that's why it's so fundamental to all of us as humans.
I'm reminded as you're sharing that, Pastor, about a statement by the late Herbert Lockyer, the English cleric, who said, "The Son of God became the Son of Man, that sons of men might become the sons of God." Virgin birth is the very heart of that. It really is.
It is.
Theologically, it's called the incarnation, the coming of God to the world. There again, Pastor, I wonder if you and I, if we were neighbors and Jesus showed up at our house back in those days, I wonder what we have thought. He says he's the Messiah. And I think a lot of people believe once the resurrection took place, but yeah, you know, it took a lot of faith. Remember when Thomas was reaching over to his hands and sighed, and he said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus commended him, but blessed be those who have not seen but will believe down the road. And so it is. It's such a fundamental truth of what we're talking about, virgin birth. Now, obviously, not everybody believes this, Pastor. It's been controversial, correct? And why is this such a controversial thing, do you think?
Well, it's controversy because it involves the supernatural. That for the baby to be born, and he will be great and be called the Son of the Most High, and like you had made mention of the fact, the Bible refers to him as Emmanuel, God with us. But the Holy Spirit of God is the one that has to reveal this to us. I remember when I was in Bible school, I was struggling with some of these things and wondering, you know, how in the world could Jesus be 100% God? I had no problem with God the Father being God. But I remember, I can tell you where I was at in my kitchen in Lynchburg, Virginia, where the Spirit of God revealed to me this truth, where the Word became flesh and he lived, he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I was seeking this, and the Spirit of God really revealed it to me, and I can't even describe to you the peace that filled my heart, that yes, he is God. And that's mentioned a number of times in Scripture, as you well know.
It's a beautiful thing, Pastor. It really is. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Our guest is Pastor Bill Snyder. I say he's a guest, but he's a dear friend of mine, dear friend of our programs. He pastors the Tropical Farms Baptist Church in Stuart, Florida. It's a wonderful church of wonderful people, and God is really moving in that congregation. Our gift this day is one I hope you get. It's really quite the read. If you like to read, if you're into prophecy, this is a must in your library. It's a 287 pages of writing on what is called the Assyrian prophecy. While not a secret, the Assyrian prophecy has been overlooked for probably 3,000 years. They were the first nation to follow Jesus after his resurrection and became the greatest evangelistic force in recorded history. They have been pounded into obscurity by those trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. They have been betrayed many times. Countless people have gone through various issues with them. And yet, here it is, the Assyrian prophecy. And my good friend Ron Susek has done an amazing amount of research on this subject, and he brings us to something very important to understand about the future and how God rules and God reigns, and included in this will be the Assyrian people. I encourage you to get this book. You can go to our webpage at dinopedroneministries.org, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroneministries.org, and get your copy of the Assyrian prophecy, and we'll send it to you. We look for a donation to our ministry, to our books. We want you to get the book and it be a blessing to you. But when it comes to Bible prophecy, it's really important to understand this prophecy. We've been talking today about the virgin birth, and we've heard Pastor Bill talk about the fact that we find some of that back in the book of Isaiah. And of course, the Assyrians are often found in the book of Isaiah. And there's a road the Bible speaks about from Egypt through Jerusalem to Assyria. That is going to happen in the millennial. What is all that about? Well, you'll find it in this book called The Assyrian Prophecy. Well, Pastor Bill, this has been a wonderful discussion on the whole issue of the virgin birth. I want you to kind of help us a little bit. How do we define it, and what are some of your concluding thoughts about this whole concept of the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Well, I believe, and I did my research on this before we had this broadcast, there's a number, I'm not going to say there's a lot, but there's a number of definitions. But the one that I feel comfortable with is the one that is found in Scripture. Whenever Gabriel came to Mary, he refers to it as the virgin birth. And it's that simple. But the most important thing that I would like to share with you is the fact is whenever that announcement came to Joseph, he said that he, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, being fully God and fully man, came to save his people from their sin, that he was the perfect sacrifice because he was being man. He was the high priest, but being God, he was sinless. And the blood that was shed was the blood, like the song says, that was poured out from Emmanuel's veins. The redemption of mankind, the redemption of this earth, to be able to bring it back to where it was in the Garden of Eden someday in God's timing. But number one is to save his people from their sins. That is the message of the hour, to be able to bring redemption to the hearts of men and put our lives back together the way that God intended them to be.
Pastor Bill, let me open up another thought here about this. A lot of churches are shying away from this teaching about the virgin birth and other doctrines that we feel are important. And, you know, they allude to them. They kind of symbolize them. They kind of make them metaphors of their conversation. Like right now, you're giving us scripture and you're giving us hard evidence of the virgin birth. If I were not a believer listening to what you've said today, I would at least be challenged to look at it clearly and to see that there is truth in all of this. But why do you think that some people shy away from this?
Well, it's foundational to our faith, because if Jesus was not virgin born, then he would be a man. And a man cannot save a man, because we all have this problem that's referred to as sin. All have sinned. So Christ lived the sinless life, and only God could do that. And so God was manifested in the flesh. And it's so amazing. Richard Reeves says this: the virgin birth is an almighty no to all the silly attempts at earning our salvation. The virgin birth alerts us to the miraculous intervention of God to save us from our sins. Christ took on our flesh and blood in order to heal us or save us from our sins. Man wants to work, but it's a salvation is a work of grace.
Who'd you say gave that quote?
Richard Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.
Yeah, that's an excellent quote. It really is. And you're right on target with that, Pastor Bill. So in conclusion here, just give us a few final thoughts about the virgin birth and why you preach it, why you teach it. And you've given some excellent explanation here about what it means to us personally to have the virgin birth as part of our understanding, part of our fundamental of the faith. So just give an overview just in closing here, Pastor Bill.
The scripture makes it very plain that Jesus, when he ascended from the Mount of Olives, he ascended and he is seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. When I come to him being fully man, but yet fully God, I find grace, we find mercy to be able to help in time of need. And if he did not take on a human body, there's no way that he could be able to be that perfect priest. Like in Hebrews chapter 10, it says, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. And that is so compelling, be able to come to him and knowing the perfect love that God has for this lost world in which we live in, to be able to come to him through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit makes him so real and reveals the truth to us that he is the perfect God and the perfect man. But the number one issue is God's love for this lost world by sending his Son.
Thank you so much, Pastor Bill. It's always a joy to have you on. We'll have you back again. And it's a joy hearing you expound on this truth of the virgin birth. Again, we are advertising to you this week the book, The Assyrian Prophecy. It's interesting reading the writings of Aubrey R. Vine, and this is found in the book by Ron Susek, The Assyrian Prophecy, the sequence of what took place in the decades when Islam was growing so rapidly. In the 5th century, he writes, the church reached its pinnacle of success throughout Arabia, but in the 8th century, it was the Assyrians who gained the title of luminous religion in China. In the 9th century, the Assyrians won a large segment of India to faith in Jesus Christ. In the 10th century, the Assyrians had spread the faith all across Asia. And the 13th century, the Assyrians swept through Turkestan with the gospel. Amazing stuff in this book called The Assyrian Prophecy. I encourage you to get it. It is our gift offer today. All you need to do is simply go to our webpage at Dino Padron Ministries. That's Dino Padron, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, Dino Padron Ministries, at gmail.com, and simply put in your order for the book. And we'll get it to you. The price will be listed there. It's really by donation because we take some of the book money and we put it into other ministries to help ministries overseas. So thank you for the gift, and the book will be a fascinating book. It's Christmas time, and I do want to say to all of you, have a merry and wonderful Christmas from our people here at Dino Padron Ministries. We've heard a wonderful teaching today on the virgin birth, which is what the heart of this is all about. So in all of the wonderful time of excitement and enjoyment and fanfare, let's keep our mind upon the fundamental truth that Jesus Christ came as God in human flesh and a virgin birth, coming to that woman, Mary. She went from place to place. It looked like a vagabond story until we recognize that one day this Son of God, this God the Son, rose again from the grave. It's a great story. It's a wonderful, miraculous story. And Pastor Bill, thank you for telling us that story today as we've been looking at the subject of the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.